Hi! I'm glad you could make it. Come on in. Yeah, you can just put your shoes there. Yeah, and there's a hook on the wall if you want to hang anything up. Would you like a hug? Great. Gosh, you look lovely. How are you? It's been, what, 3-4 years? Yeah, that's right. Oh, what's new with me? Well, not much, really. Same job, same apartment, still single. You, though, it seems like everything is new with you. You look so different. I mean, in a good way, a really good way. You look good. You look happy. And maybe a little bit nervous. Oh, I get it, but really, it's not a big deal. I'm glad to help out, and I think it could be really good for you to, you know, understand yourself a little bit better. Plus, you can always stop or bail at any time. And I'm not going to lie, I was happy for an excuse to get my hands on you. But I don't want you to feel any pressure. This is on your terms, okay? Great. Come on, this way. Can I grab you a glass of water or anything? Yeah, of course, no problem at all. My bedroom's just through that door. Head on in and sit on the bed. I'll be there in a sec. All right, here you go. You can just put it on the nightstand when you're finished. I also turned up the heat a bit. You look like you might be the type to get nervous shivers. So, first, I just want to be like super, super clear about everything to make sure there are no misunderstandings. You're here because you want me to show you how to get off like a girl, right? Great. Things were about to get really fucking weird if that wasn't the case. Full disclosure, I'm not an expert. I mean, I've had a few trans girlfriends and I've done some reading, but everyone's bodies are different. Some things may or may not work for you, and that's fine. But hopefully we can find some things that do work for you today. Does that sound good? Perfect. I love the enthusiasm. Now, I technically don't need to touch you for any of this, but it makes things a bit easier. And something tells me you'd like to be touched. So, is it okay if I touch you? In general? I thought so. Then, is there anywhere specific you don't want me to touch? Okay. No butt stuff. Done. And how about the rest of it? Do you have any bottom dysphoria? It's fine if you do. I just want to work with whatever's comfortable for you. No? Okay, great. Do you have any terms you prefer to use for your genitals? Oh, what are the options? I know lots of girls like girl dick or clit or... Oh, you like girl dick? Okay, yeah, you clearly do. Then let me ask, is it okay if I touch your girl dick? Good. Not right now, though. That'll come later. And remember, if I do or say anything that you don't like, or if you feel uncomfortable for any reason, just let me know, or raise a hand, or make a face, or whatever. I'll stop right away. Understood? Great. Now try making a face. That's perfect. I just wanted to make sure. So you already told me that you've been taking HRT for a while, which is why you're having some confusion about your body. Everyone's bodies react differently to hormones, but likely what you're experiencing is that your bits are starting to feel and behave and react more like a girl's. More like they're supposed to. It also changes the way you experience arousal. So sensations and experiences that might have worked for you in the past could be less effective now. And how arousal feels in your body may even change. That can mean needing to relearn what your body likes. But it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you or that you're doing anything wrong. It can just take some time. You'll have to figure out the internal sense of arousal stuff yourself. But today, I can show you some new sensations that I hope will work better than the stuff you're used to. Here, let me get on the bed with you. How are you feeling? Comfy? Still nervous, but less so. Hey, that's a good sign. So I know this is supposed to be like mostly platonic or professional or whatever, but I do know one thing that always helps when I'm nervous. Can I kiss you? It'll help your body start to warm up a bit, and I can't stop looking at your stupidly soft lips. So really, we'd be doing each other a favour. Yeah? You'd like that? Great. I think it's working. Yeah, and just lay back on the bed. Very good. I can see it in your eyes. You're much more relaxed now. I think it's time for you to be a little less clothed. Can I help you take them off? Good. I've got an extra blanket over here if you get cold or shy or anything. Let me just unbutton this shirt and slide it off. What a cute bra. On or off? Off it is. It's even a front clasp. How considerate. There we go. Oh, wow. Look at those. So lovely. They suit you really well. Now, let's just shimmy that skirt off and... Ooh-hoo. Matching panties. You came prepared. Too bad they're going on my floor. Let me know if you need that blanket, okay? One thing that you might have noticed is that your body needs or prefers a bit more warm up before you're ready for any direct genital contact. You might also notice new areas of your body acting as erogenous zones. So I'm going to start lightly touching you with my hands, moving them around to different places. Just close your eyes and pay attention to the sensations. What feels good and what doesn't. Let me know if there's anything you'd like me to do more or less of. I'll start at the bottom, touching your feet. Then your calves. Then your thighs. Your inner thighs. Yes, of course. How does that feel? That's good. Now, moving to your hips. A little ticklish, I see. In a good or a bad way? Not sure? That's fine. I won't make you figure it out right now. Now your sides. And your stomach. Your ribs. And your breasts. This is probably one of the bigger changes. How does it feel when I squeeze them? You want more? But of course. Oh, they really are lovely. I could honestly play with them all day. Okay. Continuing on to your collarbone and your neck. Oh, what a nice smile. Down your shoulders and your arms to your fingers. Hey, looks like we figured out a few nice places to touch, yes? Maybe you'd indulge me again with your lips while I explore those nice places more with my hands. Yeah? Good. Oh, you want me to pinch them? How's that? Yes, what a nice reaction. How are you feeling? Oh, it looks like you're warming up. And your girl dick has started paying attention too. That's wonderful. Now, let me introduce you to what will hopefully be your new best friend. This is a vibrator, as I'm sure you know. But you've probably never had an experience with one where it made you feel good. Well, now that you're chock full of estrogen, certain parts of your body should start becoming more receptive to vibrations. And since you liked it when I played with your nipples before, let's see what you think about this. Oh, what a cute little moan. Yes, these are nice and sensitive. There's a lot you can do just up here. Like tracing the vibrator in circles while pinching the other one. And then switching sides. Maybe I could suck on them? Yay! See? Doesn't that feel nice? You're already starting to squirm a bit. And those whimpers are so cute. Okay. Now let's turn our attention downward. I'm just gonna put this vibe on the shaft of your girl dick. Tell me how that feels. Huh? A little surprising. But nice, yes? That's a good sign. Now, I'll slowly trace it up and down. Circle around the head and then leave it pressed against the shaft. Just relax and let the vibrations build. Lovely. We can even move it down a bit and... Oh! Stopping. Shh, it's okay. What is it? Oh, you don't like those being touched? Of course. Thank you for letting me know. Do you still want to continue? Great. I'd like to try putting the vibe a bit further down on your perineum, if that's okay. Good. There. Given its location and new sensitivity, I've heard that pressing down here can feel like having a pussy. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it okay if I use that word? Yeah? Well then, do you like it when I rub this vibrator on your pussy? Lovely. I'm so glad. Now, one specific thing I'm not going to do is stroke your girl dick. Stroking can still feel nice for some, but I really want you to see that it's possible to feel good in other ways. Maybe even feel better. And based on your frustrations, it sounds like stroking just wasn't giving you what you needed. That's okay. It makes sense. Your girl dick is softer and more delicate now. But that's what makes it so lovely. It just needs different things to feel good. How are you feeling? Are you still okay with all of this? Do you want me to keep going? Great! Because I'm about to get to the best part. I'm going to put this vibrator just under the tip of your girl dick. On the frenulum. Be ready, it might feel kind of intense. Try to give it a chance, but let me know if it's too much and I'll stop, okay? Okay, here we go. Oh, that was a face. Stopping. Are you okay? Was that too much? Oh, that was a good face. Keep going. Of course. Oh, wow, this is really making you go crazy. Yeah, I'm a bit jealous. I think I know what you want. I'm gonna keep this here until you tell me to stop, okay? Just nod if you understand. It looks like talking isn't that easy for you right now. God, you make such cute moans. I'm gonna suck on your nipples again if that's okay. Nod for me. Good. Shit, you're squirming so much. But I'm not going to let up until you ask me to. And you're starting to breathe really hard. Are you getting close? If you are, that's great. This is all for you. Just enjoy it. Let your body do what feels natural. That's it. You're doing so good. Are you gonna come? Yeah. Fuck, I wanna see you come so bad. Come on, pretty girl. Yes, pretty girl. Come for me. Come for me. Please. Come for me. Come for me. Yes. There it is. Let it all go. Fuck, so lovely. Steady now. Just breathe. Here, let me turn this off. Oh, I'm sorry about that at the end. I just kind of went on autopilot for a second. I hope that wasn't over the line. No. I'm so glad. Oh, that was just so damn hot. And when I saw that single strand of cum drip down to your belly, it was all I could do to not just lick it up. Shit. Sorry again. Fuck, I don't know what's gotten into... Oh? You wouldn't mind if I cleaned you up? Fuck! You don't have to ask me twice. I just think of this as one last sensation I can introduce you to. You taste so good. Thank you. Okay, so how are you feeling? Do you need anything? Oh, yeah, the blanket. Here, let me get that for you. It's so soft and fluffy, right? Just do your best to relax. That looked like it was a big one. Do you need anything else? Oh, yes, of course I'll rub your belly. Over or under the blanket? Over, got it. I hope you learn some new things today that will help you in the future. Everyone deserves to experience pleasure. Well, most of this stuff you should be able to do for yourself, but yes, it can be much more fun with someone else. If you want to see me again, you can just say it. I've done a pretty terrible job of being subtle about how hot I think you are. Yes, I'd like that too. But don't worry about that right now. You did so good today. Just enjoy how your body is feeling. You deserve it.